Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Acts chapter 20, verse 24. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace. Who is the most committed sports person you know? A teammate? A coach? Or maybe it's you? To be a successful sports person, it will often require commitment to get you where you need to be. Thousands of training hours, diligent preparation and recovery, regular feedback and coaching. We know this to be true in our sport, but what about in our faith? What does it look like to commit to walking with Jesus every day and making him known to those in our sport? We've seen throughout our Game Day series in Acts that when the Holy Spirit works deeply in the heart of a woman or man, and this flows into a courage and conviction to share Christ, well then the spread of the gospel really is unstoppable. People are saved, lives are transformed, and God's kingdom grows. Acts chapters 19 to 28 records Paul's commitment to get to one place in particular, Rome. The heart of the known empire, the epicenter of political power, and where Caesar held ultimate authority. Why? Well, because Paul believed that if he could preach Christ in Rome, then this would open the door for the gospel to quite literally reach the ends of the earth. Setting out for Rome, Paul knew he would suffer many trials and tests along the way. This is reflected in his final speech to the Ephesian elders. Here he says, "I only know that in every city the Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardships are facing me. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace." Despite these fears and unknowns, Paul didn't give up, but rather remained committed to the call of Jesus on his life. But it's not Paul we should be admiring in all of this. It's Paul's God who deserves the praise. Humanly speaking, Paul's journey to Rome seemed almost impossible. Frequent abuse, multiple arrests, murder plots against him, and even a shipwreck. But who stood behind this? A mighty God, with an unstoppable game plan to give everyone the opportunity to find salvation in the name of Jesus. As someone once said, one plus God is the majority every time. I wonder, are you ever tempted to give up on your faith in Jesus? Have you ever faced trials or hardships in your sport because you're known to be a follower of Christ? It can be really discouraging and can cause us to ask if it's worth it. Well, take heart from what Paul shares here. We're not alone in these experiences. Many Christians before us have persevered through tough moments. And we're not fighting these battles on our own. The Holy Spirit remains within us and can help us finish the race. The book of Acts challenges us to make a lifelong commitment to making Jesus known in our sports clubs, communities, and the world around us. With the power of the Holy Spirit and the support of God's people in your local church, you can take hold of that gospel baton and run your race of faith with courage and conviction. So, on this game day, let's play our part in the fulfillment of Acts chapter 1 verse 8. And let's take the unstoppable gospel to the world of sport and to the ends of the earth. Let's pray together. Loving Heavenly Father, thank you that the good news of Jesus reached me and you saved my life. Thank you for the people who committed to sharing the gospel with me. Through your Holy Spirit, please enable me to be a faithful witness for the Lord Jesus in my sports club and community today and for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Finally, take a few minutes to pray for those in your sport. Ask God to open a door for his message in your club or team this game day.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.